We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is back. It's a fact. It's the WVU football season right here upon us. Hope it's good wherever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for logging on and giving us a listen, whether it's today, whether it's tonight, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it. It's the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. We most appreciate you and your ears on the ears as we get ready for another year. A year that's a big year, an important year, a year that I believe we're going to start seeing some real, tangible, measurable progress from a Neil Brown squad in year three of the climb. And for those that are first-timers to the pod, welcome. I'm Dan Zangrilli. This is year six for me on the Mountaineer Sports Network. I can't believe that. It's flown by because we've had a ton of fun. For those that are not in the know, I'm the pregame, halftime, postgame host on our radio network on MSN, official game day coverage, along with my good buddies and broadcast partners, Jed Drenning and Dale Wolfley. I also handle baseball play-by-play for you, the women's basketball games for Mike Carey's crew, and host of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. And this podcast season, as has been tradition, we're going to drop a pod every Thursday during the football season here on the MSN Insider. So give it a share. If you could, spread the word, a retweet, a like, a comment. It all helps as we try to grow the platform. And how about this? Over the last 2 years, and not to get too far into the weeds here, but those that are into the podcast that have been longtime listeners, you're so important to us. The company Learfield merged with IMG College. Now we're all one big family, Learfield. We are one of the most listened to podcast platforms in all of America. We have long been traditionally a top five. So Mountaineer fans everywhere that consume the content really boost this brand, which I think is going to be very important as we kind of put forth our portfolio as to why we are one of the great brands in all of college athletics. Anyways, we switched over to a platform called Art19. It's been gobbled up by Amazon. And what we do is this platform shoots it out to every podcast platform that you can get it, whether you're listening on Stitcher. A lot of you are listening on the Apple platforms. Some are on Podbean. I mean, there's so many platforms that are out there. Art19 gets it to you on all of those spaces. And in the last 2 years, we made the switch to this platform a couple of years ago. And since then, this is incredible. And you talk about the power of Mountaineer Nation. 1.1 million downloads. That is crazy. Many of you, because you're regulars, we just can't thank you enough for that. And you make us one of the most powerful audio brands in all of college sports. So first off, we need to go ahead and pat ourselves on the back for that. You are powerful. You are real. You are a big time. And hopefully we can continue to raise the level and raise the bar here. And maybe make it from number 5 to all the way to the top spot. And you can do that by liking, commenting, sharing, spread the word, retweet it. So many different ways that you can help out as you have already. Well, we have lots of great stuff here on this podcast platform. Many of you are aware of that already. Our WVU team also contributes. You can listen to MSN Radio content on demand, namely the coaches' shows. I know we've got folks that are far and wide that aren't necessarily living physically in the Mountain State that can rely on this platform. A lot of you are in the Pittsburgh area. A lot of you are in D.C. I mean, we've got some folks in other countries. It's crazy what the metrics and the data spits out here. John Antonik, our WVUSports.com guru, he is active, updates reports here all the time that you can listen to. He does a great job. Give him a listen. Give him a follow. Press conferences, interviews. I mean, we've got it all. And as far as today is concerned, for our maiden voyage, we're keeping with the tradition, which I think is so important to Mountaineer fans, and it's been something that I did my very first year. Very first guest that we ever had here on the Mountaineer Insider podcast was Phil Steele. He's a VIP of the pod. Obviously, if you have his magazine, it's the best way to get prepared for the college football season. His in-depth reports, it's like having 300 media guides all packed into one. Phil Steele is coming by the podcast here for an appearance in just a moment, and he is really, really bullish on the Golden Blue. As he should be, as you should be, folks, because I've been in practice. Even the ones that are close to the media, everything and everyone is bigger, faster, stronger, and better. The quarterback, the receivers, Letty Brown, holy smokes. Neil said the offense is going to go through him this year. And out of the backfield, he wants to get him more than 40 receptions. He just said that earlier this week. Offensive line, better, deeper, more versatility. Personnel, largely improved. Defense, we still have steals. We still have an die. You sprinkle in a promising transfer from Penn State, and soon you're going to understand why the great Phil Steele is a big Brown believer. Pull aside and sit down also coming up a little later on in the podcast. It's not just Phil Steele, by the way. Bryce Ford Wheaton. Folks, this guy's something. Scouts are gravitating towards him. His size, natural ability, he's got it going on. You're going to hear that come through when we chat with Bryce Ford Wheaton a little bit later. And oh yes, it would not be a Mountaineer Insider pod without some Wolf, right? My buddy, Wolfman, the great Dale Wolfley, he is coming by here, so don't you worry. He's going to be bringing the big energy on today's pod and in subsequent podcasts. We're going to take a look at this offensive line because it all starts there, yes. It's going to help with the continued improvement of the run game, which we saw last year, right? There's nowhere to go but up in 20 from where 19 was. I think everybody will grant you that. Jared Daigie could use that extra second, and we all know now in year 10 in this league, which is crazy, here in the Big 12, you need some depth. WVU's depth is better up front, and it helps with the versatilities, especially in the inside. Right guard, center, left guard, those inside guys can really interchange quite nicely. So let's get to it. Wheaton and Wolf, but first it's Big Phil, the great Phil Steele, on our curtain raiser of the 2021-22 podcast season right here on the MSN Insider. Well, Phil, it's another year, and certainly we're going to be talking about a lot as it pertains to the Big 12 here. Before we go any further, let me get your thoughts on the Big 12 Conference in Texas and Oklahoma announcing their departure.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be tough for the Big 12 to stick together after that. They were the top two teams. I believe the Big 12 commissioner came out and said they may have 50% less revenue. So I'm not sure where we're headed, but I'm thinking that I've always thought we were headed to four 16-team super conferences, and somebody's going to be left out in the end. I'm thinking it may just be the Big 12. But what's your thoughts on that, Dan? You're probably a lot more in tune to it than I am at this point.
I don't think anybody knows, Phil. I really don't. Obviously, with West Virginia being such a geographical outlier, it clearly makes sense. you know, and a lot of fans would love to see West Virginia wind up in the ACC, but it's just more more complicated than just saying we raise our hands and then the ACC accepts. So I don't think anybody, including our president, our athletic director, who by the way chairs the oversight committee, is really in the know. I think that it's going to be a little while before it all shakes out.
Yeah, definitely. But I think West Virginia, if they did go ACC or Big Ten, be a good fit for both of those geographically.
Do you think that West Virginia would be in jeopardy at all of falling out of a Power 5 or a Power 4 or whatever iteration it turns out to be?
I do not. I think West Virginia would be very attractive to both the ACC and Big Ten, and one of those two conferences would clearly scoop them up. I think West Virginia has proven that they're at that level right now.
So you have them sixth in your forecast for the 2021 season. How did you go about forecasting everything, and why does West Virginia slot where they do?
Well, I think they do have a shot of moving into the upper half of the standings. I think that Oklahoma State game is going to be huge on November the 6th. But when I look at West Virginia, it's clearly the most experienced team Neil Brown's put on the field in his 3 years, clearly the best team he's put on the field in his 3 years. You go back and you look at the quarterback situation. I thought Jarrett Dagey last year was hurt by drop passes. I believe they led the Big 12 in drop passes. That hurt his completion percentage a little bit. I think he'll be improved, as will the receivers this year. I like the running back core. The offensive line loses a couple of key guys, but they add in a Doug Nestor from Virginia Tech, so I think they'll be good. And defense is what really led this team last year. I mean, allowing 291 yards per game in this era of college football, when even Alabama was giving up, 352 yards per game last year, is outstanding. They lose one of the Stills brothers, but getting Dante back I think is big. I like the addition of Lance Dixon from Penn State at linebacker, Charles Woods coming in from Illinois State at cornerback, Deshaun Stevens coming in from Maine at the linebacker spot. So I think the defense will be solid. When I look at the schedule this year, I've got them an underdog at Oklahoma and at TCU and home against Iowa State. I do think Iowa State's a legitimate top 10 team, but only a slight underdog there. And then the three key games, I think, on West Virginia's schedule, at Baylor, at Kansas State, and home against Texas. If they can sweep those three, you're looking at probably a 9-win season. Win two of the three, an 8-win season. Win just one of the three, a 7-win season. But overall, I think West Virginia will be improved. And I'm looking for giving them a good chance of getting into the upper half there if they can get past an Oklahoma State or a TCU.
Phil, you have an opportunity to always chat with the head coaches around these Power 5 conferences. What have you gleaned from your dialogue and your conversations with the West Virginia camp?
Love talking to Coach Brown. Been talking to him since his days at Troy, and I love the way he's building this team. You know, when he took over, let's face it, the cupboard was somewhat bare. I mean, Coach Holgorsen had done a great job in his final year, getting them to within 3 points of the Big 12 title game, but almost everyone was gone. He was a first-year head coach, and they struggled with just 7 returning starters. But now he's built this team the right way. I like the depth they have. I think they're deeper than they have been in recent years. And up front on the offensive line, Coach Brown feels they're going to be improved despite losing a couple of key players. They lose Michael Brown, they lose Chase Burnt, but he feels they're going to be improved on the offensive line, and that's going to be a big plus, I think, is the offensive line play.
Conversation continues with the great Phil Steele. You've got Oklahoma winning the national championship. So with the Big 12 maybe on the cusp of quote-unquote dissolving, it's very plausible, at least in your purview, Phil, that this conference could yield the national champion. What irony, huh?
Yeah, that would be very ironic. And, you know, a couple of numerous factors went into picking Oklahoma to win their first national title since 2000, Dan. The first one would be that, you know, talking to the head coaches this year, it seemed like every coach had the same refrain. Phil, this is the deepest we've been. You know, everybody's got 15, 16, 17 returning stars, and they'd say, you know what, we're normally scraping together to get a 2 deep in the spring. This year we went 3 deep in the spring. Well, Oklahoma is one of those teams. They've got 15 returning starters. And you go back and you look at the 4 teams that made the playoff last year, and all 4 teams have very few returning starters, 9, 10, or 11. And they all lose their starting quarterback, so they're all at the very bottom of the experience chart. When I look at Oklahoma, you know, when they made the playoff in the first 3 years of Lincoln Riley, The offense has always been among the best in the country, but they've given up in the playoff 54, 45, and 63 points and exited in the first round each time. Well, this year the offense is the best in the country. Spencer Rattler's back at QB. They get back Kennedy Brooks, who had a pair of 1,000-yard games or a pair of 1,000-yard seasons and opted out last year, but he's back. They team that with Eric Gray. They got my number one rated offensive line in the country and number two set of receivers. The difference this year is defense. Last year, they only allowed 21 points per game. They've got 8 starters back, my number 3 D-line, number 9 set of linebackers, number 3 DBs. And I think with a top 5 defense to go along with that number 1 offense, and heck, they just picked up Michael Turk, the punter from Arizona State, who's an outstanding punter as well. They're going to have a top 20 special teams. I believe they're the most complete team in college football.
Phil Steele is with us. Hard to argue when you lay it out that way. In this conference, who would you suspect, Phil, would be the biggest surprise, or who has the potential of being the biggest surprise?
I got to go with TCU. And, you know, TCU's off 2 seasons where they have been a combined 11-11. So it seems like they're back to being average, maybe. But Gary Patterson is one of the best head coaches out there. He's got 8 starters to work with on defense. So I think they will have one of the top defenses in the Big 12 this year. Max Duggan came in a QB last year, was banged up at the start of the year. I think he's poised for a big year. And remember, they signed Zach Evans, who was the number one running back out of high school, took a long journey to get around to getting to TCU, and then didn't really take hold of the starter's job until the last 3 games, but ended up rushing for 415 yards and 7.7 yards per carry. I think with the emergence of Evans, a veteran quarterback, a solid offensive line, and outstanding defense, they've got a shot. They do have to play Oklahoma on the road and Iowa State on the road, but that means they get most of their key games, Texas, West Virginia, Baylor, all at home this year. I think they've got a chance at potentially double-digit wins, so I think that would surprise a lot of folks.
Phil Steele is with us. Phil, the magazine is a must-have, so much so that I had to drive long and far to get my copy because they're flying off the shelves. You have a digital copy, and I clearly and easily could obtain that on your website, but I'm just one of those guys that I have to touch it, feel it, smell it, and have it in my hands and highlight and put sticky notes in there. What is new here in 2021 in the Phil Steele magazine? And talk about the ways that people could be much smarter than I to get their hands on it.
Well, Dan, you know, a couple of years ago, we kept expanding the pages each and every year. And then 1 year, the printer said, you know, if you put many more pages in this thing, it's going to start falling apart. And we don't want that because everybody uses their magazine, Dan, from August all the way through the bowls. And if it's starting to fall apart, that wouldn't be very good. So we put the limit at 352 pages for now. It's like getting 130 different media guides all rolled into one. You get the same amount of coverage on a team like Akron or UL Monroe that you do on Oklahoma, Texas, and Alabama. 2 full pages, all the information on the same spot on every page. Now, they were exclusively at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million this year, but we've had some problems with some sellouts, so we've gotten into some additional markets like Giant Eagle, if you have any in the area.
So
Giant Eagle, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million would be the places to get it. And then you can also go online and order the hard copy at philsteele.com. And if you order the hard copy at philsteele.com and get the digital at the same time, you save $10 on the digital. And the digital actually have all the updates all the way through the start of the season where we circle the players that are out for the year and add in the transfers. So your best choices are Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Giant Eagle, and then philsteele.com.
Absolutely. Well, I have mine, and I can't wait to get to reading. And, Phil, you've got to do the tour here around the country. You're a very busy guy, and we appreciate you stopping by here, our MSN Insider. And we'll be circling back to you before too long to maybe get a midterm report card on the old Golden Blue. I'm glad to hear that you're bullish. 9 wins as a potential here for Neil Brown in year number 3. Not too shabby.
Yeah, I think they're definitely an 8 or 9 win team this year, no doubt about it. And I think they can get into the upper half of the Big 12. So just like last year, Dan, when everybody was picking them 8th or 9th in the Big 12 and we had them 6th, I'll be rooting for the Mountaineers this year.
That's the great Phil Steele joining us here on the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Now let's turn our attention to the receivers room. I had a chance to speak with Bryce Ford Wheaton a short time ago. Let's listen in to the big man.
Okay, what's changed in the last year for you, Bryce?
A lot of things, especially mentally. I've taken a pretty big step. with everything, knowing the playbook, really paying attention to detail, coverages, and all that, I think I'm just better mentally. And along with physically, I think I've improved my body.
Okay, how so? Let's talk about that, because I was out on the practice field here a little while ago. I think everybody looks just a little bit bigger, faster, stronger, yourself included.
For sure. We had a full year of actually workouts, like in person, and there's not too many COVID distractions going on right now, so everybody is really ahead of where we were last year, and we're just keeping the momentum rolling.
Yeah, and do we pay enough attention to that, or have we given that enough credit of what you all had to go through last year to what you don't have to deal with this year and how that's kind of freed you up?
Yeah, it's really a big difference. We had a lot of setbacks last year, virtual Zoom meetings, and we couldn't really learn too much. The freshmen getting on campus was a hassle. So just for this class to come in and get right to it, and get a full off-season of workouts with Coach Mike and conditioning, everything. It's really like a blessing, and it's back to normal, it feels like.
Who's the leader in that receiver room?
Right now, I say it's between me and Winston, but I think that there's nobody no single leader. I think we all push each other to be great every day, whether it's somebody who doesn't play much, a walk-on, or somebody who has a lot of experience. I think we all push each other.
What is the strength in that room, if you could talk to me about that?
The strength, really, just our work ethic. Like, everything we do, we know we have to improve, and we know it's never good enough because the standard that's here in West Virginia right now for receivers. So we know what we have to do. We have to go above and beyond every day and really just push ourselves to the limits to hold the standard up for receivers that came before us.
And what do you need to push yourself on? What's on that checklist for everybody to accomplish leading up to the first game and through the final game?
Just being consistent, making consistent plays. You don't have to do anything extraordinary, but just do the simple things extraordinary and just keep patching everything together, keep being consistent, and just keep working.
Looks like to me that your quarterback looks different, does he?
I think Diggy's improved a lot over this past year. He really knew what he had to work on in this offseason, and he's really dialed in on it. And I've seen him down there putting in countless hours after practice or after workouts, and he's really taken that step to be what he wants to be.
What are those steps?
I know he wants to be more consistent. I know he wants to throw the deep ball better. And he's putting a lot of trust in us, too, to help get that done. So we're working hand-in-hand with him to accomplish our goals.
Am I seeing more arm strength?
Yeah, for sure. I think his arm has gotten a lot stronger.
How so?
A lot of those downfield balls, he's putting us in great positions to make plays on it every practice.
So just everything looks like it's better overall. Mm-hmm. You know, you could just tell that eye test. Mm-hmm. When you watch this team, a step quicker, more in sync, blocking seems to be more on point. This is year three, obviously, under Coach Brown. Are you just feeling that things are starting to come together?
Yeah, I mean, we all just are kind of veteran. We're a veteran group now, so we've all had playing time under our belt and a lot of experience. So now it's really time to take that next step and just start elevating and doing what we know we can do.
All right, special thanks, Bryce Ford Wheaton. Encouraging things to hear coming out of that receivers room. Well, it all starts up front. It doesn't matter what the receivers are doing unless you can get Jared Daigie some time. Let's bring in Dale Wolfley to talk about the boys up front, how they're bigger, faster, stronger, deeper, and more versatile.
All right, Wolf, a ton coming out of the latest gathering with Neil and the media. Let's just first start off and talk about Letty Brown, because the offense is going to run through him. Neil not pulling any punches. This is Letty Brown's team. This is Letty Brown's offense.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And Letty deserved it last year. I mean, he was first team Big 12, and he did rush for over 1,000 yards with a line that improved its running game from the year before, but still not a line that was averaging more than 4 yards per rush. So Letty did a lot of extra running, if you will say, after he got past the original line of scrimmage, because he broke some tackles, and that was one of his strengths last year. And now he's added that skill set of the passing game, the receiving game, and of course, you know, I think what Coach Brown was saying is that Letty's going to be there for the run. The running game goes through him, Danny. But you also have to say that he is that outlet for the passing game as well, because he's got as good a hands as just about anybody.
Yeah, Neil wants to see more than 40 receptions from Letty Brown this year, and he's become a much better blocker in the backfield, no miss assignments. Scouts were looking for that from Letty Brown. He's added that to his game. And just you talk about a well-rounded offense. Jared Dagey, obviously, arm talent is in a much better spot than it's ever been. Watching him throw that deep ball, that's in about as good a spot as it's been since he's been a Mountaineer. The receivers are largely improved. Bryce Ford Wheaton, my goodness, boy, does he look good out there. So far, so good, but it really all doesn't matter unless, Wolf, we wind up getting contributions from the offensive line on a more consistent basis. By and large, it's a much deeper and much more versatile line than we've had in Neil's 3 years here.
I think right now this offensive line has eight. And what I mean by eight is you have your five starters, and then you have three other guys that can go in there and compete at the level that this team needs to compete at to win at. So right now I think they have eight. I think they're trying to get to 9 or 10 before Maryland, or at least halfway through the season. But the depth is so much better. When you look at this, Dan, you think about, what is this really all about? What does Coach Brown do every day before practice starts? It's competition, some form of competition. And when you look at this, since he's arrived, he's always been about what's the best preparation for competition or for the game is competition, correct? So that's what he goes with. So when you look at this and look at the overall competition of the team, the whole team, man, what has the competition been like? And I think that you've heard Coach Brown saying he really likes what's happening. Now, is this team exactly where he wants them to be? Absolutely not. But is there a lot of hope going into this team being a lot better than last year? You're darn right.
Offensive line inside, much more versatility there. You can kind of interchange left guard, center, right guard. And you talk about the ability to be able to mix and match and move guys around inside. That's going to be so important, especially as it pertains to the depth that you just mentioned a moment ago.
Well, absolutely. When you look at the NFL as a model, which so many college teams are now practicing, you got to have 50 deep. Okay. That's what an NFL team is. You want to have 50 deep. And what they do with that is they have to move offensive linemen around to match that. And when you can have offensive linemen play different positions, as you see so many of them doing, moving around right side, left side, guard, center, it doesn't matter if they feel comfortable and if they can play at that level. And that is so important nowadays, especially if you don't have 10 deep or more. It becomes way more prevalent.
Well, folks, hopefully you got your golden blue content overload here. We didn't want to beat you over the head too much because we still have a lot of stuff coming up leading to that first game at College Park at Maryland, the first Saturday of September. So we'll be right back here, same time, same place. It's going to drop every Thursday at 10 a.m. That's how we've done it during the football season, so expect one every Thursday. Let you know what we have in store. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter if you're not doing that, WVUMSN. That's a great way to get programming updates, and you can be sure to listen to us. We have a lot of great announcements in the digital front that are coming down the pike here. Give you a little teaser in the next week to 10 days. We want to make sure that you are dialed in and can consume Mountaineer sports the best way that you know how, free of charge. And there's going to be some really cool platforms that are going to be launched here before too long. So just want to whet your appetite for that and put that on your radar, that there is some really good stuff coming down the pike so you can tie into your Mountaineers more than you ever have before. So until then, enjoy the week. Continue to follow us at WVUSports.com. And for all of us here at MSN, for the Wolfman, for Wheaton, for Phil Steele, I'm Dan Zangerle. Hail West Virginia. Let's go, Mountaineers. Thanks for joining us here on this lid lifter of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast right here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.